Call, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Sal Blocken.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a little shower comes along. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Old Craft Music Hall. And, folks, I feel like a lovesick little boy tonight, because St. Valentine's Day is on the way. And that's when my heart pours out with a song for me and my gal. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're going to build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland for me and my gal. Congregated for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're going to build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland for me and my gal.
Congratulate you.
Thank you, Ken. What did I do that was wonderful today?
Well, I was congratulating you for winning a photoplay award for the Jolson story.
Oh, Ken, it was nothing.
Yes, I know, but you're still getting the award.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, Al, actors get so much more acclaim than announcers.
Really?
I can read the most beautiful message from Kraft, and yet afterwards no one rushes up to me and pats me on the back and says, Carpenter, you were great. You had a meeting Velveeta in the aisles.
Ken, you got an eating it at home, and that's more important.
Yes.
But let's not change the subject. We were talking about me.
Hmm?
Oscar, did you hear about me winning an award?
Yes, but it didn't excite me.
No?
My mother won an award.
Your mother won an award? I didn't know that. What did she get?
My father gave her an Oscar.
Well, I'd rather have what I'm getting. You know, Photoplay magazine. Photoplay magazine is going to give me a solid gold medal.
I wonder where they got it. I thought you had all the gold.
Well,
say, Al, how about letting us look at the medal?
He's probably already got it melted and put away in his teeth.
Now, wait a minute. Oscar, that's not so. I'm not getting it until Monday. That's the night I'm going to do the Jolson story on the radio for a whole hour.
You mean they're going to get 60 years in 1 hour? That's a year a minute.
Well, I always live very fast, you know.
Al, what kind of a party are you going to play in the radio version of the Jolson story?
I'm going to play Larry Parks playing Al Jolson. And you know something? It's got me worried.
You'll be all right. It won't be television.
Well, for your information, Mr. Levant, the Gallup poll people took the votes. There were 899 for me and 16 for Eisenhower. I didn't even know he was in the picture.
Well, he'll be in the next one. He's going with Columbia.
They can use him. Oscar, by the way, did you vote for me in the Photoplay Award?
Sorry, Al. In these things, it's every man for himself. I voted for me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes one vote.
Thank you.
I said, look, to get an award like that, you got to have a big fan magazine like Photoplay behind you. You got to have your picture in it, you know?
As a matter of fact, they were going to put a picture of me and my piano on the cover.
Yeah?
But then they decided my piano wouldn't look good in a sweater.
That's funny. I thought your piano was a boy. Look, Oscar, I got an idea. After I do the Joseph Tour next Monday night on the air, they're giving a big dinner for all the award winners. I think I can get you in if you bring your piano, hmm?
Yeah, you know Mr. Kraft won't allow the piano out of the hall.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, you'll have to play it here.
Mm. People always giving him awards to build his ego. I have to build mine myself.
Homemakers discovered this. Keeping a few glasses of Kraft cheese spreads in the refrigerator is something like keeping money in the bank. They're both awfully handy to have in an emergency. Take, for example, that day when lunchtime rolls around and the groceries haven't come yet. With those Kraft cheese spreads, you can whisk together dandy sandwiches. Or say the folks down the street drop in one evening and a bridge game gets going unexpectedly. You're sure to be high lady of the evening when you serve unexpected refreshments of several Kraft cheese spreads, crackers, and coffee. So choose your own little assortment from the 8 famous Kraft varieties and keep that assortment replenished for emergencies. Tomorrow, get set for the unexpected with handy, delicious Kraft cheese spreads.
Oscar, I want you to do me a little favor. Play this sheet of music for me, will you? I couldn't sleep last night, so I got up and wrote it.
Inspiration, huh?
No, insomnia.
That's not insomnia, that's kleptomania. Al, you didn't write this. This is Aram Khachaturian's Saber Dance.
Well, to tell the truth, I just wrote the words.
There are no words to the Saber Dance.
Oh, there are words to it, too. I wrote them. Play it and I'll show you.
I'm wrong, Al. You wrote the words.
What? You see, Oscar, the trouble with you is you don't think of me as a composer. You always think of me as a singer.
That's not true. I never think of you as a singer.
What you said.
You must know I didn't mean that, Al, because I do think a lot of you.
Thank you.
In fact, didn't I prove it when I sent you a valentine?
A valentine?
Sure, didn't you get it? It was a pretty gaudy thing with a lot of ribbons and lace on it.
Gosh, was that a valentine? My wife is wearing it. Anyway, Oscar, I appreciate the thought behind it. You see, I always share all the gifts I receive with my wife.
How's she doing with the cigars I sent you for your birthday? Al, here's a valentine you can really share with your wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That song is a sweetheart. Oscar, let's you and I caress it. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your father, mother, dad, and brother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine. Pretty baby of mine.
Now, would you sing a little of this?
Oh, that's Waterboy. Oh, I know it well, Oscar. Just put me in the mood and I'll go to it.
Waterboy, where are you hiding? If you don't come, why not tell your mammy?
Now, that's enough.
Oscar, why'd you ask me to sing Waterboy and then stop me?
I was thirsty.
Look, let's forget Waterboy. I like to sing a song for those sad young fellas. We ain't going to get no valentines this sad day. Give me what you call a heart-shaped arpeggio, will you?
The one I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hand I hold belongs to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold for somebody else. It's tough to be alone on a shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
Al, that was good and snooty.
Yeah?
I like those plaintive songs. Here's another one of the same genre type.
Don't know why there's no sunny in the sky, stormy weather.
Oscar, wait. The way you sing it, you'll bring back another hailstorm. Now look, let Papa Al show you how it goes. Just give me a little of it, will you, son?
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my gal and I ain't together, it's raining all the time. It's raining all
time. You know, I like that song so much, I don't want to use it up now. I think I'll save something for next week.
You're in a fragmentary mood. Sing something you don't like, and maybe you'll finish it.
All right. Songs is the most thing I've got of.
Except money.
Well, Oscar, look. The song I'm going to sing now has a little message to it.
Well, cut it down to 10 words and send it.
I'm serious. It's called Keep Smiling at Trouble. And I'd like to have you play it with me.
When you've learned that life is what you make it, then you know the secret of it all. Find your share of happiness and take it. Make life a song as you go along. Keep smiling at trouble, for trouble's a bubble, and bubbles will soon go away. With never a sadness and never a gladness, we'd weary of life in a day. Be like the violets that goes neath a pale winter snow. They bravely wait till it's May. Keep smiling at trouble, for trouble's a bubble, and bubbles will soon blow away.
Mr. Jolson, I've been hearing your program week after week. I've heard you sing and I've heard you act.
You hear me every week, Mr. Lawton?
Yes, and finally I decided to come over here and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Take that song you just sang, Keep Smiling at Trouble.
Yeah, well, that's a great philosophy for everybody. Keep smiling at trouble.
Oh, yes? A man is fired from his job, comes home, finds his wife has broken her leg, his child has whooping cough, his house is on fire, so he just stands there and goes...
Gee, Charlie, that's really a wonderful piece of acting.
Oh.
There are only two Charles Lawtons, and you're both of them.
Mr. Jolson, I take that as a double affront. I came over here as your friend to try and help you.
Thank you, Charlie, but honestly, I don't need any help. I've got the Kraft Music Hall, and I've got a very successful picture that's playing.
Al, that's what puzzles me. On the radio, your diction has a lack of quality that is peculiarly its own.
Mm-hmm.
But in your picture, your acting was brilliant. Marvelous. You acted like a different man.
I was.
You mean that you didn't appear in the picture?
Well, let us just say I used the double in the dangerous parts.
And I think with my assistance, we can take the kinks out of your acting.
Charlie, look, you may criticize my acting, but I'll tell you one thing. The kids in the army camps didn't seem to mind it a bit.
Oh, yes, Al. I remember hearing about the fine work your USO unit did at Valley Forge.
Charlie, for your information, I'm not that old. It was Fort Sumter. Right in the middle of my act, they fired the first shot.
I'll admit, Al, you've made something of a success of yourself. I remember when you came to England and played the music hall.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in the gallery, old boy, poor urchin.
Yes.
When I heard you sing and watched you act, I said to myself, this man is a great star in America. I must go there. They take anybody.
Well, it wasn't too easy for me, Charlie. I started out doing small parts with the Irish alley players.
Irish abbey players, not alley.
Don't tell me where we played.
Al, you have never acted unless you have played Shakespeare. For example, did you ever know the thrill of playing the balcony scene?
Why, Charlie, the first important job I had in the theater was singing from a balcony.
I am speaking of William Shakespeare, not Jake Schubert. The scene is Capulet's orchard, and Romeo enters. He jests at scars that never felt a wound, but soft, what light at yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
No, Charlie. No? That ain't the way that it's supposed to go, you know. Now listen to me. He jests at scars that never felt a wound, but soft. Oh, so soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east. It is the east. I like that, and I think I'll do it again. It is the east. And Juliet is the sun. Is she, Charlie?
Well, you must be correct, Al, because when Shakespeare wrote it, he probably had you in mind for the part.
Charlie, if you really want to learn something from me, listen to this love scene I did in one of my musical shows just a few years ago. It went something like this.
Come to me, baby. I love you. Stop blowing that bubble gum and let us have a little smooching. There, Charlie. You're so good. Let's see you do a little scene like that.
I shall do my level best. Come to me, baby. I love you. Stop blowing that bubble gum. Let's have a little smooching. Mr. Hitchcock, forgive me. Now, what's the use, Mr. Jolson? No one can teach you how to act. You will never be anything more than a millionaire.
Mr. Lawton.
Yes?
Mr. Lawton, I'm Oscar Levant.
That's quite all right, old boy. You can live that down.
Charlie, look, don't pick on my old pal Oscar. He's a great piano player and a famous wit.
Really, a wit, huh? What have you said lately that's worth repeating?
I said my name was Oscar Levant.
Hardly worth repeating?
This guy's nastier than I am.
Oscar, look, don't let Charlie upset you. He's a little sarcastic at first, but after a while he grows on you.
I wouldn't like that. I'd have to have all my clothes all it.
I'm sorry if I have appeared presumptuous, Oscar. I was just giving Mr. Jolson a few pointers on acting. I dare say I could do the same for you.
I'm always willing, nay, eager, to learn. I like that. I'll repeat it. I am nay, eager to learn. What do you charge?
£2, 6 shillings, 1 tuppence, and a halfpenny.
How much is that, Charlie?
I haven't the slightest idea, old boy. Oscar, the last time I saw you was in London. I think you attended the cricket matches.
Oh, yes. I saw several cricket games.
So how do they train those little bugs to play tennis?
Al, they get them while they're very young.
I see.
But, Charles, I don't really think you can teach Al anything. After all, he's an individual personality, and no one can take his place.
No one but me.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Charlie. I know you're a fine actor, but you just can't sing like me.
We shall see. Oscar, noodle something for old Asa Lawton.
Gee, singers come and go in this place.
Swanee. Swanee. How I love you. How I love you. My dear old Swanee.
A little Valentine party this weekend. Remember this trick for your sandwich tray. Cut slices of bread with a heart-shaped cookie cutter and top them generously with various kinds of Kraft cheese spreads. Kraft pimento, olive pimento, and Kraft relish spread, for instance. Then, along with your heart-shaped sandwiches, you might have celery stalks stuffed with Kraft zestful roca spread. Now, there's an easy, really elegant sandwich tray for a party. However, if you're not having a Valentine party, but do have a he-man Valentine at your house who likes a good sandwich or snack, let me recommend Kraft Limburger Spread on rye, or Golden Old English, or Tantalizing Smoke L. He'll like those. It's all his friends. Kraft cheese spreads are the quality cheese spreads. Delicious and wholesome for lunchtime sandwiches, too. When you shop tomorrow, get several of these handy Kraft cheese spreads packed in reusable posy pattern glasses. Thank you.
Folks, there are moments of life that we never forget, which brighten and brighten as time steals away. You know, a man's finest possession is his memory. In nothing else is he rich. In nothing else is he poor. And the song I'm about to sing tells really a beautiful story.
Memories, memories, dreams of love so true. All I see are the memories. I'm drifting back to you. Childhood days, wildwood days, among the birds and the bees. You left me alone, but still you're my own. In my beautiful
Selfish production of Faraday and Cage.
Join again next Thursday for the Craft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson and Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, his orchestra and chorus, and our special guest, Charles Boyer. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station here, Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who follow immediately. Also, tune in the great Gildersleeve next Wednesday on this network. Remember, next Thursday's guest on Craft Music Hall will be Charles Boyer.
You'll be pleased when you discover how much extra flavor can be added to your leftovers if you use one of the Kraft prepared mustards. There's Kraft salad mustard for those who like a mild, delicately spiced mustard, and mustard with horseradish added for those who like a snappy, tangy flavor. Try them both. Treat your family to food zestfully flavored with Kraft prepared mustards.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.